Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there that are interested in entrepreneurship so that there's a way that we can help each other. I'm here today with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. Mike, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good tonight, Mr. Gene. How about you, sir?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad to have you.
Glad to be back.
All righty. But anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
Here we go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, and so now you know what the show is all about. Tonight's show, I thought I'd dedicate this show to entrepreneurs in a different way. And let's assume that you are off the ground as an entrepreneur, your company's coming together, your idea's coming together, and you all of a sudden find yourself overwhelmed with work or overwhelmed with demands, putting it all together. And you're at the point to where you got things going, but yet you got more than what you had assumed. Well, tonight I'm going to give you some tips on how you can do these things with some additional help. Because if you get to the point where you need some help and you would like to hire some additional staff, well, then I'd like to have you just think about how would you do it? And so tonight I'm going to give you some tips on how to hire staff and how to hire workers, which would be your staff, but how to hire the kinds of people that you want. I'm going to give you some tips on how you can do that, because they're going to be working for you and representing your company. So I'm going to give you some tips on how you can find the better candidate or the best candidate, because it's your business, which is a little different than the big businesses. They have interviewers and human resource people that do all that. You doing it because you're a small company, I'm going to give you some tips on how I think that you could find the best candidate in order to help you get started, especially since you're beginning to start your business. So I have 12 I have 12 tips I'm going to offer for you. If you're the kind of person that says, I need to get some additional help, how am I going to find somebody that wants to work for me? I'm going to give you some things to look for. And if any of you listeners out there have some other tips, I'm going to welcome you to call and share your tips to help out an entrepreneur. The number here, I'm not sure if you can see it on the wall, but the number is 727, which is very small print right over here, but 727-441-3000. 441-3000. You're more than welcome to call the show, and the producer will direct you to me once he knows what you're calling about. But I'm going to say that you're welcome because I only came up with 12 things. I'm pretty sure you may think of many others. And if we want to help an entrepreneur to start building their team or building their staff and finding the right workers, then whatever tips that you might have that you could offer, that would be greatly appreciated as well. Anyway, so think about, anyway, so this is for those of you where you've got to step up. Anyway, so the first question is, how are you going to find them? And that's not a tip. The question is how are you going to how do you plan to find the workers that you want? Because when you get them in front of you, what are you going to do with them? And so I'd like to have you just try to think about that. How are you going to find them? Which way? What can you do to find them? And I'm going to just suggest this. I'm going to suggest some common ways that may be different than the way it's currently done in our workforce. Because you, as the entrepreneur, is the one who makes the final decision and the first decision, since it's just you. And so most likely you're going to start choosing those kinds of people. And you want to choose the ones that you think are going to work for you. But in order for them to work for you, you've got to do some thinking about what do you want them to do if they're working for you. You got to start thinking about what do you need done and think about the type of person that you think that you want in order to do that. And so the tips are going to involve just many things that I think that you should think about when you're starting to put together your company. Some in my opinion are very simple, but they're often overlooked in our workforce, which ends up costing a lot of employers a lot of dollars, a lot of not getting having your staff motivated. And so I'm going to give you some tips on how possibly you can avoid that and you choose the right people in order to help get your company off the ground. Anyway, so the first thing, how are you going to find them? And then the second thing I'm just going to say, what do you expect them to do? Which means you got to do some thinking about what you want done. You got to figure out a way to break it up into little pieces so that one person is not doing all of it. That's one of the reasons you are overwhelmed, because you're doing all of it. Well, when you start to divvy it up, you got to think of what do you want certain things done, and think about how are you going to get those types of people since you have so much that has to be done. So anyway, I'd like to have you think about that in terms of that. But one of the most critical things is you, as the entrepreneur, thinking about what do you want those workers to do? I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, but I'll be right back and talking to you about just ways of how can you find those good workers. We'll be right back.
I'm so
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Tough get going. That's what happens for, I'm going to suggest, all entrepreneurs once they make that decision to say, I'm going to put together a business, or I'm going to start a business, and I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I know I'm going to start, because that's what it takes, and you will run into some obstacles and things will get tough. I'm giving out some tips on the for the entrepreneur who's gotten to a point to where they're overwhelming, meaning that there's just so much more that they need to do, but they're overwhelmed because there's just so much more that they discover, or you have customers or people calling on you and contracts and things that you might have, and so you might find yourself saying, what do I do next? One of the things that you may have to do is to begin to staff up or hire people. Anyways, I wrote down 12 tips or questions that I want you to think about in order for you to find the kind of worker that you want. And so, and the reason being is because a lot of people just want a job. And you may not know that, but one of the tips I'm going to give you, you need to ask them, why do they want to work? Because you don't ask that question, they may not work for you. You hire them, but they're not working. They're not doing what you expected. Now, since it's your company, I'm going to say you are the one that's in control of that. So I'm going to kind of give you to think. Anyway, so for example, I have a business. I have a training and development company. I have products. I have ebooks and online courses. I'm looking for some marketers. And so I have the products or the thought, but I need people who like doing that. That's what I want. I want people who like doing that. I have things I like to package. It's like I can put things in packages and sell different bundles to different people. I'm looking for somebody to do that. And in one sense, I could say I'm looking for salespeople, but it's particular types of people that are in the training business. Anyway, so as an entrepreneur, you're going to find out that you have these. Anyway, so you being the entrepreneur, here's what I'm going to suggest these to you. These are not exactly the tips. I'm going through the tips, but the first thing is that is you find out that you need to staff up. The first thing you need to think about, how are you going to find them? If you want to find the kind that you want, then you may not use traditional ways that we use to find workers now. But how are you going to find them? I'd like to have you think about that. And I'm going to suggest all of what you write down is going to be the key to you looking at the structure of your business, how you're going to put your business together. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to say is write down the things that as they pop into your mind that you're going to need. Okay. I mean, so one way is that you need to have a way to find the kind of workers that you want. Once you find them, what do you expect them to do? And so it could be one person, two or three, but since they're all different, you may have a lot of different categories that you need things done. And so I'm going to suggest is that you write down what you expect the person to do. You may discover you need two people, three people, four people. But write down what it is that you expect, because that leads to something that I'm going to say. You have a job description written out. Or you need to write down a job description. And the job description tells, it should tell the individual, or you should come up with what I would call the title. Because all jobs have job titles, and all humans make them up. Anyway, so think about what it is that you want done. And based on the task you want done, that's what goes into a job description. And if you're not familiar with it, go look at some of these ads where people are looking for workers. Look at how they define what needs to be done. That's a tip. Now I'm going to suggest that even the best that they're doing defining what needs to be done and the type of individual that they're looking for, they still aren't finding them as much as they brag about how we can find the best candidate and the best people. Ask the big companies, go look it up for yourself, and you'll find out how many people are not doing what we thought they were going to do. So your job as an entrepreneur is to think about what do you want that person to do? And you can't do that until you look at or visualize the things that you want done for your company. So you can break it up and give it out to different people. Which that will help you to identify how many people are you looking for based on the task that you want done. You know, so how are you going to find them? It's probably one of the biggest things. I just mentioned that. But how are you going to find them? Okay, I'm going to suggest you contact people you already know and tell them what you're doing, because many of them probably know what you're doing, and tell them the types of people that you're looking for. That's one way. Now, obviously, you can put an advertisement or an announcement out on the internet and LinkedIn, those kind of places. But think about how much tasks do you need done? We could try to visualize how much, and the more you write out what you want the person to do, the more you're going to discover how many employees or people you need to help you to do that. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that so that you can identify as far as you can look. And you're just starting out as an entrepreneur, so go try to visualize as far as you can. What do you think you're going to need? How much have you already got done? Because you're already at the point where you're overwhelmed, and you're already at the point where you need some additional help. And you need to identify the help. What do you want them to do? Not knowing what you want them to do, most likely you'll expect them to do what they don't know to do, or they'll do things that you didn't expect. And don't blame them. It's because you didn't look far enough to look at what do you want them to do. The thing to keep in mind is that all of the things that you come up with are going to be unique all of those things that you come up with are going to fit into a certain job category or job type based on the description of what you want them to do. And so it's your responsibility to do that, or you hire somebody else that can do it, which means maybe you need that type of person, the person that can put together job descriptions based on the tasks and things that you can visualize that need to be done for you and your company. Okay? So anyway, so in writing out what you want the individual to do, okay? Number one is try to be as detailed as you can imagine. You can always take out, but you don't want to leave anything. And try to be as detailed as you can imagine. What do you want that individual to do? Okay? Doing means perform. That's what I'm going to ask you. Anyway, another tip is that it is think about what type of business do you have? Yeah, what is it? Are you selling products? Are you selling services? Be very clear on what it is that you are offering to your customers. It could be both. But try to think of what do you have that your customers are going to need, and whether it's a product or service, and try to visualize again as many products as you can, as many services that you're going to offer, because at some point you've got to, again, expand your staff because people are going to get overworked. Anyway, so think about think about this as an entrepreneur. Now, as an entrepreneur, tip number three to be aware of, is it your business or is it someone else's business? Okay, like a franchise or something like that. Think about whether it's your business idea, or you have the thought of starting a business because somebody else already has a business. And they're looking for people to expand on their business. So it could be a franchise. So you want to be able to separate or become aware of whether it's yours or whether it's really somebody else's, which means you got to do things their way. And you got to find the right staff that can help you to do things their way, which is going to be your way as well. So think about what type of business, what is your business? And that comes down to who's your customer going to be. Try to visualize that. Or try to write it down. If you're not good at writing, record it. What you want to do is dump as much of your vision out of your mind onto a media whereby you can go back and look at it over and over again, whether it's written down, whether it's on a video or recording. Find a way to get whatever your thoughts are out of your head, out somewhere so we and other people can pick it apart. And as you hire people or look for people, you want to tell them what it is that you have. And so you want to think, what you want to do is to find out, based on your vision, who seems to have what you're looking for. Because that's going to be the type of people that you recruit for, or you go tell somebody else all about it. Anyway, so number three, let's see. I asked you to visualize your business, but how are you going to run your business? What do you think about it? How are you going to do it? Okay, so you need to think about what functions are going to go on within your business, because that's the how. That's where the productivity is. That's where thinking it out. That will help you to identify how many people you need, possibly. It will help you to identify the different functions that your business needs to have in order for it to do what it is that you visualize it doing. And so if it's your business, you've got to think about what do you want and who do you want to do it. Anyway, I'm being told that it's time that we take a short break. I'm giving out 12 tips to help those of you that are entrepreneurs. You've gotten to a point of being overwhelmed and you need to find additional workers. I'm giving out tips on how to find them in order to build your company. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Challenges. Once you get going, you can't stop. And the reason you can't stop is because it's your idea. It's your dream. It's your vision. And the only one that can stop it is you. Because you're the one that's behind it. And you're going to have obstacles, challenges. They come along with you following through with your vision or dream. I'm providing tips on how do you find the right workers. Because when it comes to our workforce, as a workforce in general, our workforce is suffering because so many companies have so many employees that just aren't engaged doing what they do. They're not happy. They are not thinking about work at all. They're disengaged, as they say. You can find that information. I just go out and type in things like workforce population, workforce concerns, productivity is what companies are suffering, and morale. And I say that when you're doing what you like doing, you're naturally motivated. When you're doing what you don't want to do, you cannot be motivated. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so I'm trying to get you to recognize that as an entrepreneur, if you're doing what you want to do, how do you find the right workers? How can you find the right workers? I've gone through four already. I'm going on to number five now. Actually, number four. As an entrepreneur, I'd like to have you think of this, whether you're male or female. How old are you? You probably haven't heard too many people talk about age. How old are you? I'd like to have you think about, because age doesn't matter, but how old do you want your workers to be? I'd like to have you think about that. If you're older, then I'm going to suggest that you have more knowledge of the workforce and what work is. If your workers are younger, you might expect them to know what you know, but they haven't lived long enough to know what you know. I mean, so that brings up another question. How do you find the right ones that you don't know, but you're trying to find out if they are good candidates for your business? Well, you got to think about, I'm going to say two things. One is, how did you get from an adolescent to being at a point to starting your own business? How much help did you get from other people? What do you think about that? If you're hiring workers, what age bracket would you like for them to be in? You have to think. Look, I'd like to have you think about what level of education do you want them to have, or what level of experience? I'm going to suggest always choose experience. But what level of experience do you want them to have? Okay. Do you want them to know what you know? Do you want them to know more? But I'd like to have you think about that, because if they have what you're looking for, then because you made up your job descriptions and all that sort of stuff, then you need to find out where they're at in terms of getting started in your business. The next thing you know is that you need to know or have a pay scale. You need to think about just how much do you want to pay them. And pay them comes along with how much do you want to start? How much do you want to pay them maybe in 30 days or 60 days or 90 days or in 12 months? I'd like to have you think about some sort of structure that allows that allows you to compensate the individual for getting things done, because you have laid out a plan or a scale to keep that individual if they're performing. Now, obviously, if they're not performing, a couple of other things must happen. And that's going to lead to the next tip that I'm going to give you. Okay? Anyway, so the next tip, once you develop a pay scale, then let's see what I got down here. Oh, that tip is, do you have a training program in place? Have you thought about how you're going to train them? The worst thing you can do is expect them to know what you know already. So many people do that. So many companies do that. I say people because humans make up businesses. Humans make up employees. And so an employee use the technology and all that sort of stuff, but you want to find out, since you have a new company and you know what it is that you like because you've thought about what you want the people to do, how are you going to train them or get them to do what it is that you want them to do? And so you've got to have a training program that you can visualize, or hire somebody to develop a training program of steps. The worst thing you can do is expect somebody to come in the door doing what you want. But there's an old saying that's out in the workforce field. Many people say, we're looking for somebody to come in and hit the ground running. I tell all of our individuals, whoever may say that, how can I hit the ground running when I don't know what I'm going to do yet? Because that gets left out. that contributes to the lack of productivity, the lack of morale. Because once your morale goes down, you're not going to be functioning. You're not going to be productive. I mean, anyway, so as an entrepreneur, you want to have something whereby you can train your workers to do what it is you want them to do. And you must have stages of development and timetables of development. And the best thing you can do is look at your own background and look at how did you get to know what you know? How long did it take? What do you know? What stages did you go through? But you need something that's going to train them. Not expect them to do what you think they can. And you can't see what a person can do on a piece of paper. You can see what people can do based on them watching them do it. You also can get an idea of what people know how to do if they have something called a resume. And if the resume is done in a way whereby the person is able to describe what they did in past jobs, then you got something to relate to what you want that person to do. Because hopefully you have some experience in that. And as an entrepreneur, if you don't have experience in that, then you've got to trust the one that you've put in charge to make those things happen. Which means you can't tell them how to do it if you trust them to do it. You need to be in the class with them learning. Mr., I'd like to have you just think about that, because the worst thing you can do is think that a new person coming into your company knows what to do. You must help the person, which means you got to lay out some things that you want the person to do. Not expecting, but what you want them to do. Anyway, so the next step number 7. If you've got to develop a training program or something like that, then the question is, are you a trainer? If you're not a trainer, then you got to find somebody who's in the training field. Because there are techniques and methods to use that you may not be aware of that you need to be in the class as well in order to understand training. Because training comes along in steps and diagrams. You can't expect the person to go to step number 4 if they haven't gone to steps 1, 2, and 3. And so you've got to try to visualize that as much as you can. If not, hire somebody that understands steps, understands development. If you're not a trainer by profession, which means you've done it for other people, you have results that you can share with other people in terms of what did you do, what was accomplished with the people that you did it with, who had you done it for. Without that information, I'm going to suggest that since you visualize it's your company, then find yourself a position whereby you have someone that helps to train the new workers, because you're looking for good workers. Good workers can't be good based on you expecting them to be good. Good workers are good when you can help walk them through or train them to do what it is that you want to do. Because all companies are different. All humans are different. So if you want it done your way, you've got to ensure that it's being done your way. And the only way you do that, you get involved so that you aren't expecting them to do anything. You're expecting them to do what you taught them to do. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, but that's tip number 8 that I'd like to have you think about. I'm giving out tips tonight for the entrepreneur who has gotten to a point to where they are overwhelmed with work and opportunities and they need to staff up or hire new workers. I'm giving out tips on how to hire those additional workers. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. And I got a couple more that I'll share with you because our time is running by.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money, 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 money. I think that's what most people want. I definitely think that's what entrepreneurs want. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're listening to my message, I hope it finds you, and hopefully you agree with that, because entrepreneurs want to do something to make some money and make a difference and make a contribution. I'm giving out some tips tonight on how does the entrepreneur, the single entrepreneur who's gotten overwhelmed because their business is growing, whereby they need to hire some workers. I'm giving some tips on how do you find the right workers, just work, instead of just workers. And the reason being is because we have a workforce. When you look at the larger scale, we have a workforce that demonstrates the lack of productivity and poor morale. Corporations are struggling with that right now. You don't want to start out struggling with that. So I'm giving out some tips on how do you find the right types of workers. I've gone through 8 of them. There are 12. Just before the break, the last one I had went over was that, what do you expect from the worker? What do you expect from the people you want to hire? And expectations may not be good, because if your candidates aren't trained properly or have the proper experience and skills, your expectations aren't going to work. As an entrepreneur, in order to ensure what you expect, you must develop some training programs or some trainers so that you can give them what you expect, because it's your company. Anyway, so that leads to the next question for you. As an entrepreneur, what's the purpose of a job? What does that mean to you? Okay, what does the purpose of a job mean to you? Because that word job is thrown around a lot out there. What does it mean to you? Because you've got to identify the jobs that you have available, the tasks you want done. What does it mean to you as far as the purpose of a job? I'm going to give you a hint or a tip. The purpose of the job is so the person can do something for you, for your company. Okay, so the individual can do that. The individual can use the technology, but the purpose of a job is because you need things done. That's how come you need to think about what kind of staff do you need, what do you want them to do. Now, so that leads to, if you've written down the types of things that you want the candidate to do, then that's what you need to tell whoever says they're interested in a job, or how much do they know about the things that you want done. And if they don't know anything about the things that you want done, then you got a choice. either you say, well, something seems right about them, and I know I got to train them, or you need to say this job isn't for you. Now, that's on your end. Okay? Number 10, as the entrepreneur, what does the candidate want? That's something that needs to be asked and needs to be known before you hire anybody. You need to find out, you have a vision for your business. Your business starts to grow, you're overwhelmed and you need additional help. And so in order to get the additional help, you need to staff up. And if you want things done the way that you visualize done them, then somehow you got to train them to do what you visualize. But they are not you. And so you need to ask or find out, what does the candidate want? And you need to listen very carefully, because that'll tell you the type of worker that you may get or not want, or that you do want. I'm going to suggest a couple of words that you want to listen out for. If your candidate says, I just want a job, I'm going to suggest to you that's not the candidate you want. If the candidate says, I just want to work, I'm going to suggest to you that's not the candidate that you want. It's your job is to ask, what does the candidate want? And what I'm going to suggest that you listen for is, what do they want to do with their lives? Not what they want to do in your job, because your job is a stepping stone to development. It's no different than your stepping stone based on where you are. Thinking about now you're an entrepreneur. You've come through different experiences and different levels and steps. It's very important to ask the person, what else would they like to do? What would they like to do next? What would they like to do as an end goal? And you want to listen carefully, because anyone who says, I just want to work or I just want a job, I'm going to suggest that's not the right candidate. That's just my suggestion. If someone says, I've always wanted my business, and I think since you are putting together a business, I can learn a lot from you as well as contribute, then that's the kind of individual that you may want, provided they can tell you about their background and what they've done for the other people already. Now, as the entrepreneur, you should be telling them what you've done for the other people. You didn't just show up and be a CEO. You went through a lot of training, a lot of development, and possibly a lot of different types of jobs in order to say, I want to become an entrepreneur. And so you want to see where that individual want to go. And it's no different than you getting to a point to where you say, I think I'd like to start my own business. You had to go through something. You want to find out how much did the candidate go through. Now, if you're hiring what we call young people, okay, nothing wrong with young people. We should throw that name out the window. But if you're hiring those people, you cannot expect the young people to know what you know. But it's important to find out what do they know and where do they want to go. So finding out what the candidate wants is going to be key to the type of person you choose, and definitely the type of business that you have, because you want your business to grow even further. But beyond that, you want to have workers that can learn your business, stay with you in order to hire more people as you grow. I mean, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because those types of things are something that I would suggest as a tip. In order for you to build your own business, you've got to think about what possessed you to want to start your business, and you should be asking the candidate. Now, there's lots of things the candidate might say, but I gave out two tips. If somebody says, I just want to work, I'm going to suggest that's not a good candidate. The person just says, I want a job, I'm going to suggest that's not a good candidate. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Number 11, Why does the candidate want to work for you? Okay, you've put out an advertisement, you've done it through networking or on LinkedIn or somewhere, you find a candidate, you tell them what you want done. I think you should know why would the candidate want to work for you. Okay, it's not the big company, it's a small company that you're putting together. You may want to find out what interests the candidates in terms of why would they want to work for you. Okay, because you're the CEO, you're going to have to plug in other people into other positions as your company grows, and giving out more responsibility, because what comes along with growth is responsibility. I'm going to suggest that you should find that out. And then the last one, you should ask the prospect or the candidate, why would they want to work for you? Now that they know what you want done, and I'm going to suggest that you need to do that as well, because if someone believes in you and trusts in you, and they'd like to be a part of where you're going, that's the kind of candidate that you want. But you can't expect them to say things unless you've told them enough to get a grasp on what it is that you want done, and whether they want to take on the challenge of learning more because they're bringing in some knowledge and expertise. You want to add on to that knowledge and expertise. If they're doing the same thing that they did before, they're going to be bored. You must have some incentives that allows them to grow or develop. But anyway, so these are some tips. The 12 tips that I've mentioned that are for the entrepreneur who's gotten to a point to where the business is overwhelming. They need to look at a way of finding the right workers. Okay? Anyway, so since it's your business, your responsibility is how do you find the right workers? And I'm going to say you got to get in the groove with them, or work with somebody long enough so you know what they're thinking, how they see your company, so they can bring in other people. But this way you'll hire good workers instead of just workers. A lot of companies hire workers, and many of them will tell you they're not getting what they expected, because humans do that to other humans. Anyway, so I've given out some tips in terms of how you can find the right workers in order to help your business grow and expand. It's a real task of finding the right workers, okay? Because you believe they're right and they want the opportunity to work for you. Anyway, so you got to ask some questions in order to find out whether that's the right candidate. But now that you know that, then you are in a position to find the right candidate. And that's all. Anyway, I hear the music, which means my time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. And I'm going to say, if it's your business, you can put it together your way, get all the help that you need, and really know that you've done it your way, and find the right candidates. Well, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour so we can cover understanding from the worker side. But go out, make your business work. And we'll see you next time.
Yes, it was mine.